Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, last week we talked about new puppies. Today we're going to talk about new kittens. Kittens are a lot like dogs in a lot of ways. However, the one thing that I will always tell you is cats are not small dogs. They are totally different. They have lots of different requirements. They have a lot of different reactions that dogs have that cats don't. But when we do vaccinate those new kittens, we start them at 6 weeks, just like we do puppies, 6, 10, and 14 weeks. Up until the time they're 9 weeks old, they cannot have leukemia. So 6 weeks, they just get a distemper and the upper respiratory group, rhinotracheitis virus, calicivirus, virus, and a bug called chlamydia. Lovingly, that group is called the snotty nose gang. So they get that one first, and that's very important. Next thing is at 10 weeks, they repeat the FVR-CPC and add leukemia. Remember, leukemia is a virus that will kill them, and it is very prevalent here in Atlantic, so we use it routinely here in Atlantic. At 14 weeks, we redo the FVR-CPC and leukemia. In cats, rabies is not required by law. It is in dogs, but not in cats. So rabies would come a couple weeks after that, just to be safe, especially if you have small children and your small children have small children coming over. I definitely recommend it in cats. Also, those cats that go indoors and outdoors need to have rabies. Even though it's not required, it's good for them. You need to deworm them. We don't have any statistics like we do in dogs that 85% of them have worms when they're born, but quite a number of cats do have worms, and so we pretty much routinely worm cats as well. You always want to deworm your cats if you have small children, because small children always pick them up same way, one hand under the front, one underneath the rear, and poop-to-mouth transfer is still the way kids get worms from their cats. You have to teach them a little bit about litter boxes, but that's pretty common for them to pick up very quickly. However, you can ruin it, okay? And I say that with sincerity, but a little bit of jest. Don't get a litter box that's so high that your kitten can't get in it. That's a good way to teach him not to go to the litter box. Don't get one that's covered. Most animals don't want to be in a kibo, in a porta potty where they can be trapped. They don't like that. It needs to be in a quiet place. Don't put it in the middle of the kitchen if you've got four kids and they run through the kitchen every 15 minutes. Wherever you put that litter box, it should have two escape routes, especially if you have another cat. They're kind of private animals as a general rule. They don't want anybody to see them going to the bathroom. And if someone approaches, they're going to get out of there fairly quickly. So they need two escape routes away from the litter box, again, especially if they have another cat in the house. Make sure that you keep it clean. I'll use this example. I've probably used it before, especially when we talked about litter box management. If you go into a nice restroom in a restaurant or in a department store and you open the stall door and there's something in the stool, what do? Most people leave and get to another one. Well, so is your cat. They're not any better than you are. You don't want to go where someone else has left a mess. They don't want to go where someone's left them a mess. Getting that litter box cleaned often, at least every day, preferably twice a day, is a great way to get them used to using that litter box. Also, remember the type of litter that you use. They definitely prefer the clumpable litter, and they usually don't like it to have smells all over it. So remember those two things. Also, if you have more than one cat, remember it's one litter box per cat plus one. If you have two cats, that means three litter boxes. If you have 10 cats, that means 11 litter boxes. And yes, that's a pain in the rear, but if you want 11 cats in your house, you better be prepared for that. One of the things with kittens is extremely important is that socializing them. Taking them places, taking them into strange places. They may get a little freaky at the beginning, but if you start when they're that six-week-old kitten, they'll get used to the noises and the changes. Carry them downtown, brush them, cuddle them, pet them, be hands-on with them. Play with their feet. One of the problems we have with kittens a lot of times is they don't want their feet touched, and yet you want their claws cut because they keep scratching you. So play with their feet. Go ahead and do some things with that kitty. That brings up scratching. Scratching posts are good. Cats will use them. The problem with most scratching posts that you get on the market, they're covered with commercial carpeting because they can buy it very cheap, and they're not tall enough. The cat likes to scratch stretched clear out. That's why the back of your couch is so nice. They can stretch clear to the top and scratch the back of your couch and rip it all apart. So make sure that your scratching pole is 3 feet tall, not 16 or 18 inches like you buy. So extend it, and then wrap it with something that's easy to get their claws in, not commercial carpet. What I recommend is burlap, and you can buy burlap right here in town if it's down at Something for Everyone. Those are the things that you need to do for your new kitty. Nutrition, that's one of those things that you need to call us about. Remember, they are obligate carnivores. They have to have meat. The other thing is declawing. Come and talk to us about declawing. We do declawing, and we like to do it about 3 months of age if that's what you choose to do, but you need to talk to us about it. Thank you. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center at 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa, and always give us a call at 243-2121.